I remember that day when you walked through the door. You were so adorable and so angry. And I remember thinking, wow, this is going to be a bit of a challenge. But there was something so alive in your eyes. You spent a lot of time in my office with me. And I remember once I said, you know, what's the deal? You know, you're not really enjoying the classes. Your teachers are throwing you out of the classes. So what is it? And I remember this is just how angry you were. And I remember you saying, I'm a piece of garbage. Why would you care?
I do remember that. I do remember that. I was used to being alone and by myself. So when people ask me stuff like, why do you do this and why do you do that? I really felt like you shouldn't ask me because you don't care. That was really how I felt. I didn't care about getting kicked out of classes. I didn't care about people not liking me. I mean, I cared, but I didn't care to the point where it affected me to where I would actually try to be like, okay, well, maybe if I act this way, then maybe they'll like me. I got to the point where if people didn't like me, it was just better that way.
Isn't it funny that you really were this shining star, this wonderful, really, at that point, wonderful little girl? And, you know, I can remember watching you. It's a long time we've known each other, and I remember watching you just kind of open like a flower, you know, and the more you seem to understand that, yeah, we really liked you. So I guess, what do you remember, like, the turning point for you when you said, wow, man, this place is not so bad?
I never realized how I got to the point where I went from being like the lowest kid in the program to just being up on that pedestal of everybody wanted to be like me. I want to dance like Cachet. I want to do drama like Cachet. I want to write poetry like Cachet. I want to take pictures like Cachet. And to see people, like, to see little kids asking me, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? It was different to me because I'd never had somebody be like, I want to be like you. So it's almost like being famous without actually being famous. You're famous in this group of people. And I remember my dad's teacher, Mr. Vincent, sent me down one day at Dreams. And he told me he had another dance company he was with. And he wanted me to do that on the side and keep coming to Dreams. He's like, I remember him saying, you're one of the best dance students I have. And to hear somebody say that to me, it felt good. I know a lot of people say it and it sounds cliche, but it felt good to actually hear somebody say, I like what you're doing, and it's the best I've seen.